Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. The thing you do with your ears is a place to be. It's a magical wonderland. It's a fantasy cavalcade and all that jazz. Thanks for being a part of the program this week. We're so glad to be with you. My name's Chris, and I'm going to be here with you the entire time. Also here with you the entire time are our special friends. Look who it is right next to me. It's my lover, it's my partner, it's my friend. It's James. How are you, buddy?
You skipped right over me.
Oh, this is weird. You usually go down.
I'm right to the left of you.
Really threw me off.
That was the...
Completely threw me off.
That was... So...
No, good, good.
Very professional. Okay. No, it's okay. No.
I ruined the show.
Look, I'm already very emotional right now. I'm very, very emotional because of what my team did in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Wide range of emotions right now. So much so that I don't even want to talk about that game this week, if that's all right.
We did sports last week. We don't need to get back into sports this week.
Good idea. Well, I'm sorry that I added to your emotions. Let me see if I can make it better. Hey, look who's here. It's Keith.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm not feeling so well. I'm feeling pretty bad about that whole thing with the intro like a minute ago.
Water right on a bridge.
Wow, it's raining.
It is.
Awesome. Look who's next to you. It's our buddy James. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's up, buddy?
He's still a little hurt.
You're upset?
No.
Why would you be upset? I was trying to give you... I thought the whole thing that Keith established last week, we're moving up the totem pole to the top, to the king of the heap.
Can't you just know what I'm feeling?
No. I don't even know what I'm feeling.
My thigh under the table.
Awesome. If you guys have anything specifically you want us to address here, drop us an email. Chris@bestinshowradio.com, Keith@bestinshowradio.com, James@bestinshowradio.com, or Keith's intern, 100K@bestinshowradio.com. And we'll get into whatever it is that you'd like to get into. This week, what email did you get, Keith?
Well, I got another email this week, sort of along the Ask This Old House.
Who was the email from?
The email was actually from Terry from West Virginia.
Terry from West Virginia. Hey, Terry. Thanks for being
Terry
a viewer.
Terry from West Virginia. Terrence. Terrence is a gentleman from, I want to say Aberdeen, West Virginia.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to give his address.
I'm not going to give his address, but okay. I'm just going to say, Terry from West Virginia said, Dear Keith.
Did he really
that
say,
is my name.
He really said dear?
Yeah, but he spelled it D-E-E-R.
I gotcha. I see what he did there.
Yeah, he can't spell.
You're a punny little guy.
So he said, Dear Keith, I have a problem. I have some repairs that need to be done around my house, but I don't really know how to do them. I want to go to the hardware store and ask for help, but I'm not sure if they're going to laugh at me or not. My wife keeps saying, God damn you, Terrence, why don't you learn how to do things like a real man? And it led me to start thinking of myself. Now, I don't consider myself a real man, far from it, but I would like to be able to fix things around the house. Broken sinks, faucets, pipes, things like that. Plumbing problems, non-plumbing problems.
Things of that nature.
General
handyman repair. Stuff that Schneider would be able to do.
Well, I mean, come on.
stuff that Schneider would be able to do that he wouldn't call somebody else.
I also don't have a driver's license yet, but I'm not necessarily looking to be Jeff Gordon. And that's what I think Schneider is more.
See, you think Schneider's that high? See, I don't look at Schneider as like...
Bookman maybe not, because I don't think Bookman on Good Times could fix anything.
Okay.
Well, at least according to the woman that lived next door that used to come with funny one-liners all the time.
I
don't know who she
was.
Well,
you're racist. I haven't won.
That's probably it. It's probably
most likely.
So, it got me thinking beyond small repairs and house repairs. And I was thinking, if I was ever the last survivor of some kind of... let me rephrase it, because that doesn't make any sense. Say I was frozen.
That makes much more sense.
I put the heater on. You should be fine.
Say I was frozen. Much more realistic, you're right. Thousands of years from now, they froze me. They unfroze me. Or I was just unfrozen. And I was in this place where people were basically, you know, living in dirt huts, trying to figure out what to eat, what to do. And I told them stories about where I came from.
Regaled them with tales from the days of yore.
Indoor plumbing.
Would this work, too, if you actually went back?
It could.
I had a problem with the whole dirt hut thing, that it didn't seem future to me, but I was going to let it go.
Well, there was a nuclear war.
Okay, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, I wasn't aware.
You people wouldn't know, because obviously I was the one that was unfrozen.
Wait, what if this episode doesn't air until then?
This is Keith. This is the first thing he's going to do in the future, is release these. No, you guys don't understand what we used to do back in the older days.
And it's actually weird. I don't even have to, you know what?
Would you be frozen with your...
No.
Would you be frozen with your iPhone in your pocket?
Hold on. He had such a sad moment there. He was talking about,
I was going to go into this little joke I was going to do, and then it seemed too long. And then I was just like, you know what? I don't even want to do it.
If people are looking for succinct, fast-hitting...
Rapid-fire.
Rapid-fire quick comedy, they're watching the wrong thing right now. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
We peel back the layers.
Oh my god! We will get to the center of the onion like at a minute left of the show. You might chuckle once and we're done.
After that nuclear war.
Well, of course. So you were saying?
So either way, even back in time makes a lot more sense. Okay, so I go back in time, and I go back 100 years, 200 years even, and
I'll see your 200 and raise you to 3.
Raise me to 5. What the hell? Okay. I go back 500 years.
Okay.
And I tell them about everything that's happened in the next 500 years, to the extent of my knowledge. And that's kind of the problem. I tell them about indoor plumbing. I tell them about technology. I tell them about all this stuff, bridges. And they say to me, wow, that's amazing. How do you do it? I don't think I'd be able to tell the people of the far distant post-apocalyptic future or the...
Pre-apocalyptic past.
Minus 500 years.
Right.
I don't think I'd be able to tell them how to do anything. I wouldn't be able to explain how anything works. I would say, yes, there's this porcelain
thing. Bet the house on the 69 Mets.
What is the... To what degree are we talking about that you think you couldn't do? When you bring it up and you say something like that, and you mention bridges, like, I couldn't explain the physics involved with, like,
a suspension bridge.
I couldn't truly explain. I get the concept of, oh, this is going to be the weight bearing, and it comes across and goes that way, but that's the way I would explain it. It comes across and things go weight bearing that way. I couldn't build a bridge.
Okay, how about, I keep fixating on plumbing, indoor plumbing.
Okay. You think that you could understand and explain the concept? I don't think it's such a foreign, I don't think it's such a ridiculous idea to think that you could not explain how the pumps involved in getting stuff out could happen. I don't think the average person could do that.
Let's get a bunch of PVC piping.
Tubes!
See?
Get a couple of tubes! I'm not saying you can't come up with a drainage system.
I'm saying I don't think I could come up with a drainage system.
Simple
I would
drainage?
Tell people, dig holes like you've been, because that's the best I can do for you.
You wouldn't be able to explain to people gravity. Like a system of, like, an aqueduct and gravity, but instead of an aqueduct bringing the water to, bringing the poo away.
I guess maybe I could explain...
Where would you bring the poo to?
The thing that they're digging. I wouldn't have
sewage treatment plant.
Exactly, I wouldn't come up with the idea of a treatment plant or a water treatment plant. That's beyond me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you're being a little hard on yourself when you say that you couldn't explain what I'm thinking is a relatively advanced concept.
How about houses? Okay, not a house necessarily, like modern housing, but I don't think I could help them with even, you know, if I explained.
They'd be helping you with everything, wouldn't they? Because you're foreign to what they know now.
True.
So you have no idea where to get your food, where to get your clothes. And if they came here, you would show them where to shop and use their credit card.
So you're saying I shouldn't feel bad about not being able to
buy things in the iTunes store?
I'm not taking them back. It's true. I'm not taking them. I just feel like they're going
to
be mad.
That would be like if you went to like rural China. Could you teach them English?
Future man is here. I don't know. We don't know nothing. I get that you feel like you should have a sense of responsibility as being future man.
I'm here to teach you.
Now, people.
I get your concept, though. You don't think you have expertise in any sort of field or skill. Is that what it's...
I could teach them basketball, hockey, baseball, football, and soccer.
There's something to that.
The rules or your moves?
I could teach them the rules. Yeah, I can't. I have no moves.
What's the something?
Freeze water, put on skates. How do you make the skates?
You couldn't build them a rudimentary baseball field?
I could build them a baseball field.
What's the way that every man can get on base? Yeah, you couldn't teach.
No, don't call her.
Creepy. No, but I'm saying, like, you know, I mean, you're saying you could do sports things. Okay. There's something to that.
I don't understand what's a way every man can get. You mean in baseball?
Yes.
Oh, so you were saying explain the rules of baseball. Okay.
I was calling out an arbitrary sports quiz question and throwing it at you. And the idea of that's something that you would be able to impart knowledge.
How do I make a baseball bat? Cut a tree into a shape.
Okay, but that's not that far-fetched.
Could you wind a baseball?
Wind?
Yes.
You mean like weave it?
Yeah.
Is that how it's made?
Stitch it.
Underneath, yeah. Stitch it with leather.
Crochet it. Could you crochet a baseball?
What if they ask me, out of what material does this material you speak of come from?
I'm saying that even if they had the exact material and handed it to you, I don't know that you could make a baseball.
I would just bunch it together and ask them, do you have any duct tape so I could wrap this?
You just do that.
Hey, do you have Cuba's phone number?
Phone? What is this phone? When I tell them about phones and I can't explain how to make them, they're going to be pissed at me. Well, I feel like I would always need a Doc Brown to figure it out.
I think you're getting hung up on, or we're all getting hung up on, the future versus past version of this. The crux of the matter is you feel like you don't have more than a basic understanding of things, and you don't know how to what to do or what you can do without that knowledge. It's bothering you?
What? Are you motivated?
Sorry. Cell phones.
Could you go a week without a cell phone?
Now?
Yes.
Yeah, I could.
Did you go
a week? I would be annoyed as hell, though.
Did you go a week without a cell phone during the hurricane?
I went 36 hours without one. Okay. It drove me insane, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I felt like I was living in you know, 400 years ago because I just had a radio, portable radio with batteries in it and candles. Mm-hmm. Although I guess the candles are a sign of, you know...
Sign of the times, bro. Sign of the times. What things do you think you need to explain that you should have the basic understanding of? I don't think being able to explain sewers and really how to make them to people is something that the average person can do. I don't think the idea of building a suspension bridge is something that the average person can do. Are there more simple things that you feel you can't do? You said plumbing, but you're talking about plumbing like, you know, on a grand scale.
Plumbing.
Yeah. I don't think the average person can do it. I don't think the average union plumber can explain plumbing to you. You know, he knows that he has three things that he changes. Oh, this not working, this work fix. That's what I think the average plumber does. I think that's what the average worksman does. I'm trying to appeal to the blue collar guys out there.
You're doing a great job.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. Check out this video.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I don't understand what that Charlton's video has to do with the future. It didn't make any sense.
With no shoes, he's going to teach him how to get shoes.
Give a man a fish and he'll have shoes for a day. Exactly. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm still lost. What do you think you need to do? And why are you not enriching your life in the way to be able to do that? What do you want to be able to explain?
Simple household repairs.
Such as?
How to fix broken that sink. Dirt pot. There's no sinks.
Well, no, don't get preoccupied with future past, man.
Sorry.
What's your basic home repair?
Broken pipe underneath the sink.
Yeah. Okay. That being the case, get rid of future, get rid of past. You came back in today's world, but all of these skilled worksmen no longer exist. You would know, what do you mean by replace? Like, you know how to shut water off? You know how to shut off a water main?
I know how to shut the water off.
I'm not saying underneath your sink. Do you know how to shut a water main off in a house?
No, I've never owned a house.
Okay, but you've been in one, right?
In one, and anyone ever asked me to shut the water main off.
No problem. That's fine. These are just questions I'm curious about. You would know how to loosen the.
I've actually replaced the pipe under the sink that goes this way, not the one that goes that way. So I don't know why I'm complaining about this one as opposed to the one I've actually fixed.
See, so you do. You know how to change a pipe. Sorry.
Change.
Yeah.
Well, you call a different guy.
It's sexy. But you know how to change a pipe. If you put a hole in the wall, would you know how to replace drywall?
I was waiting for that. I know that you take the mesh stuff, you put something over it, and then you put something else, and then you spackle something.
It's sort of like replacing drywall. It's sort of
just fixing a hole in it, you mean?
Replacing drywall. I'm not saying patching a hole in a wall.
Replacing the actual drywall.
Yeah.
No idea.
Okay.
I know what it looks like, but I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. I think you could do it. I think if you were in future past and someone handed you a piece of sheetrock, and some sort of rudimentary tools that they have, I think you'd figure out how to do it. I think you're selling yourself short here. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. I think you have more to offer than you think you do. There are skilled professionals that could do it quicker than you, better than you, cheaper than you. And that's why they get paid the money that they get paid. But I don't think it's as nearly as common as you think it is to be able to do everything. I'm at best moderately handy. James, I know, is far more handy than either of us, and far more handy.
I've owned a couple of homes. I've had to do a lot of things.
Right, so. And I've done.
But again, my level of finishing. Like to have, every piece cut perfect and everything fits perfect.
Right.
That's, but I can get most things done.
Right. You're not a Schneider.
I'm a 90%. I can do a job 90%. That last 10% of the, getting it perfect is where it's...
I could do 90% of a job and it'll last 10% as long as it should.
Exactly.
That's all true.
Right, exactly.
I had to fix a plumbing leak at my office Friday night.
Duct tape?
Yes.
What kind of leak?
I had guys installing carpet in the basement, and they knocked into send and release valves from the sink. But there's no sink there anymore. And there was the bend into it, and they either bent something in it or broke a seal, and it was just going. I had to get a compression cap, put it on, and tighten it. But save $150 for a plumber.
But $150 is probably just a walk in the door. And then, I got to go get the cat.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You tell them about cars.
Okay.
They say, wow, can you help us figure out how to build one of these things? What level do you think you could get them to? Because I don't even drive one. So there's... I'm basically going to tell them something ignites the oil and gets the engine going and there's a carburetor.
And there's a carburetor. Awesome. I know a little bit, only because of the stuff that I've been taught by our friend Tom and our friend James that's sitting next to you. That's the only reason I really understand it. My friend Tom really, our friend Tom really knows how things work, and he explained the whole idea of where the combustion happens, and he tried to explain the way that the pistons fire, and, you know, he tried to explain the whole thing to me, and conceptually I got it, but... I couldn't build a car.
But I think if you knew conceptually... You could tell somebody with some kind of knowledge I guess that's what I'm really saying. If I met someone that had some level of knowledge but knew nothing about, like, you know, future pest, I could... And if you explain to them conceptually...
I'd build a pedal car.
Okay, there you go.
I'd build a pedal car.
Or build a bike.
Chain and sprocket.
Haven't you guys seen Fred Flintstone driving around here?
Actually, you know, like a bike pedal with chain and sprocket.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think I could tell them how to build a bike.
I think I can actually build a car that ran on a... Pedal. On pedals.
Why don't you build a car? Haven't you done one already with this product? Let's look at this video. Look at this car that James built already.
So what do you guys think?
Pretty impressive.
That was nice.
Pretty impressive. I like it.
No, I really think they could if I had...
I'm sure you
enough
could.
Time and enough space.
You have...
That's very basic.
But you have this, you have that handy gene.
I think that's my point. I think that the future past people would be much better off if you landed there than if I landed there. Probably better off with you two.
Probably. I would teach him how to dress. That's I don't know that.
I'd teach him how to breed.
Yeah.
Check out this video.
Hey, wait, that's the same car.
I think you expect...
Well, your goals are way up here. Yeah. My goal would be just...
Survive? I want these people to kill me and eat me.
It's so arbitrary. We don't know what level do they need. Do they need roads? Do they need... We have no idea at what level...
And again, that's we're getting too preoccupied with where it is. If you were in today's world,
like
how
Lost.
Much of it could you do?
They got to an island, all these houses...
On that concept, you say Lost, it brings me to, what the hell's the Tom Hanks movie where it talks to the volleyball?
Survivor?
Nope.
No.
That's a game show. No, that's the piano flip
show. Is it something like Survival Man or something?
Castaway.
Yeah.
On Castaway, I remember, like, you know, there's a whole, the time-lapse moment at the beginning of it when suddenly now he's fishing with a stick. I'd never be able to fish with a stick. I'd never be able to fish. I have a fishing pole right on the other side of the room. Never been fishing in my life.
Could you build that fishing pole?
Hell no. I know nothing about fishing.
But you could tell someone that could how to fish with a stick. Make something sharp, kill the fish with it, eat it.
Right. Or put a rope on it and wiggle.
Make a net.
Okay. I'll crochet one.
Vines.
Or I'll vine one, whatever it is. But, I think you're being too hard on yourself, and I feel like we sound like a broken record here, but I think you're expecting more of yourself. If you want to learn how to do more functional things, there's a wild internet out there.
That being said, you're in a situation now. Before you get there, what skill or what thing would you want to go with there?
So you're giving him, it's the Matrix, and he can upload that skill before he goes.
That skill.
Okay. And it's only one skill.
Yes.
Harness electricity.
See, that's ridiculous.
A king and a kite?
Exactly.
And you're not saying, like, as a superhero. You're not saying that you want to harness electricity.
No, I want to... Obviously, I need some smart people there again, but I need to explain to them how...
No.
It's
not,
just me?
Not people. He's giving you the power that you could know how to do anything. And you think, harnessing electricity is huge. I think it's a tremendous one. I think it's absolutely...
Well, that would be... It would have to be that one if they didn't have it. If they had that already... Mm. What?
No, I don't think they should have
it. Okay, let's be a little more realistic. Saying post-apocalyptic. Same thing, same situation. You know, what we know, what we have here now, say we lost all power, plumbing, but we still have the same structure, we still have the knowledge... What
do you want to be able to fix?
Rebuild? To in a rebuild mode, what would you want to be able to? What would your skill be? Leading the people.
I could do that. I'm a good liar.
Engineering, welding. Would you want to?
I don't know. And I know it's not interesting.
Plumbing.
Watch me think.
Your master plumber, master electrician.
I keep going back to
Carpenter. You're the one that got Terrence's email. You had the most time to think about this. I would have thought you would have had an answer.
Mine might be carpentry.
But I feel like you kind of already have a basic.
But that's why I'd want to be a master carpenter.
You think being a master carpenter is more important to you than being able to be a basic carpenter, or having basic carpentry skills and being better at something else? I don't think that carpentry would be where I'd go.
Build and repair houses. Shelter.
Unfortunately, I'd probably want to be really a master at making weapons.
I want to slam dunk.
weapons?
I have a feeling everyone's not friendly in the post-apocalyptic world.
So you want to be a gunsmith?
Yeah. But then I don't want people to hunt animals.
You want to shoot the people who want to hunt animals.
Exactly.
You want to kill people to save the animals. I gotcha.
That's just me now, though.
Yeah, when you get to the post-apocalyptic future past world and they give you some sort of crazy things to eat, you're going to be longing for a steak. You're going to be dying for a chicken cutlet.
Maybe I can master mechanic.
When they give me the last guy that showed up with no skill?
Mechanic might be it just because you can...
Mechanic is badass.
You can get a lot of things that are already in place fixed and repaired. Mm-hmm. That might be more useful.
Nope, you're building houses, that's it.
How about you?
I don't know. It's hard. Electric is tremendous. Electric is tremendous. And actually, with what I do, part of my actual job that I have in current world, not future past world, I'm always messing around with electrical stuff that I'm not supposed to be. If there are any union electricians watching this, I apologize. But that I'm not supposed to... What's that?
You mean you just...
Yeah, I've never done that. This is just something I've thought about conceptually.
Like turning on lights.
Right, exactly. I'm not licensed to turn on a light switch. I usually have to put in a requisition for that. But I am intrigued by the idea of electricity.
How about a tailor?
Oh, fashion? you could just throw a blanket on. That's what I'm saying. Like
you can build your own suits from the finest materials.
I could. I don't know that's... I think if I'm trying to advance the world...
Based on how well-dressed you are?
I think if I'm trying to advance the world, I think it's the same way I look at carpentry for you. Well, having the right clothes, isn't really that big a deal. If your beam is not exactly the way that it's supposed to be to make a perfect house, but it's enough to make a shelter, I think it's fine. I think the idea of electricity is tremendous. And I feel like a jerk here because I totally jumped on Keith's bandwagon here, but I don't know.
Well, I chose weapons, so if somebody needed a carpenter, weaponsmith.
I switched to mechanic.
Electrician.
Mechanic is great. That's the best one. You know what? I'm getting rid of that entire idea. I want to come up with the concept of building an internet radio network, starting with a show that has some sort of coherent thought process that we could put together and maybe put out on a weekly basis as entertainment for the people.
None of us know how to do that.
We definitely don't know how to do that. See you guys next week.